us was the vision, what we saw. Now, I bring this up because, you know, I'm not so happy to share this, but I share it because it's a matter of truth. My own son, my fourth son, he's 22 years old, and I just got a phone call from him. He's dropping out of school, and I had a talk with him, though, you're not serious about that, right? And I said, even when I never had the principles, even then, you know, maybe I smoked marijuana till I was like purple, but I still passed. I still succeeded. I never failed something. I never stopped something. Mm. And then to hear your son, after the history that we share, to see him fall on his knees and face, you know, I can't let that go. But it's my punishment, it's my indemnity, because unfortunately, I call myself the prodigal son, because as much of an inspiration I had, just as the vision that Joseph had when he saw Mary, who had had her pregnancy, he had doubts, he had his faithless moments. I had my faithless moments, and I'm ashamed, because I was father's security for 14 years, and then after not feeling anything anymore, after seeing, I can blame anybody but myself, right? But the fact is, it was me. It was my faith, my level of faith. My vision was gone. It was clouded, and as a result, I have no more energy. Why would I want to persevere until I'm drenched to the bones anymore? Right? There's that, we lost that vision. We lost that desire to move forward and move mountains and bend over backwards like we had. And what I had learned that lesson now, because my children don't know what to think of me for that. And so these stories are only going to help. But anything that has nothing, something to do with the church, my son wouldn't want to do it, anything with it. But the only thing I can do then to come back as a triple indemnity condition would be to live the life and show in substance what I'm doing, and they will learn from that. And it may take a few years, but it's going to happen for them too. They have their second generation, so I believe that's going to be okay. I'm not too worried about it, but it's instilling these memories, recollections, and passing on to our, you know, our next generations, that will keep the ball moving. So.